Wake up and welcome to this month's podcast, Our Voices, Our Healing. I am your host, Jennifer Nickerson Turner. In observance of Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, we have dedicated this episode to the heart of our mission. You are not alone, building a community that heals together. Today, we're going to talk about why creating a space for our shared experiences is not just important, it's a revolutionary act of self-care. We'll explore how our virtual community support network is addressing the mental health crisis affecting our community and creating a space, a safe space for us to thrive. Let's address the crisis and start with the reality. Conversations around mental health in the Black community can be challenging. Statistics show that Black adults are 20% more likely to experience serious mental health problems, yet only about one quarter of our Black Americans seek mental health care compared to 40% of white Americans. Many of you probably ask, why such a gap? Well, the answer is complex. It's the weight of historical trauma, the stigma that tells us as Black people to be strong and silent. There is also a very real reality and a real challenge of finding care that understands our culture and our experiences. How many of us have ever felt like we couldn't bring our full selves into a therapist's office or to a work environment or to a other environment where people do not look like us? How many of us have worried about being misunderstood or misjudged, being told that our tones are aggressive versus direct, and seek judgment from that, or get judgment from other people's perceptions of how we should think and live. Well, this is precisely why Talk Black and Give Back created our virtual community support network. We realize that before anyone even gets to a clinic, they need a safe space to land, a place to talk, to listen, and to see themselves in other stories. So we wanted to create a first step, and for some, the only step they feel ready to take, a space that is ours, built by us and for us. We believe that healing begins with connection. It begins when you share a struggle and someone else says, "Me too, that's me too." Those moments are powerful. It dissolves shame, it builds bonds, and it reminds us that we are not alone in this journey called life. Now, let me take you on a deep dive into our virtual community support network. Now, imagine a digital space that feels like coming home. A space that's accessible from your phone, your tablet, wherever you are. No need to worry about transportation, taking time off of work, or finding healthcare or childcare. This network is designed to fit into your life. When you join, you are not just someone on our listserv or a username without a personal touch. You're part of our community, a network built on a few common core pillars. First, we have shared experiences. We host monthly guided conversation. These aren't clinical therapy sessions, they're peer-led discussions on topics that matter to us, navigating microaggressions at work, managing family expectations, celebrating Black joy, dealing with grief, setting boundaries, and the list really goes on and on and on. It's a space to just be, to speak your truth, and to hear others speak their truths. So, secondly, we've built a multi-layered support system. We have an incredible team of volunteers that includes our dedicated coaches and mentors who are here to offer guidance, share their life experiences, and help you think through personal and professional goals. They're here as big brothers, big sisters, wise aunties and uncles of our community. They provide a crucial layer, a critical layer of support that helps you build confidence and see a path forward, often when the path forward looks very dark and dim. So, this brings me to a crucial point. This network is about more than just managing challenges. It's about thriving, helping you thrive. It's about networking and opportunity. Think about it. When you connect with people who share your background, you're not just sharing problems, you're sharing resources, job opportunities, and life hacks. You're standing on the shoulders of giants that preceded you, so you can see further faster. Someone in this group might be a IT professional or a graphic designer who can help you with your side hustle. They can help you establish a network or a URL so that you can start your own web page. Another might be a seasoned professional in your field who can offer career advice, like setting up your job, your resume, or a cover letter, or make yourself more marketable in your field and can offer career advice. This is really how we build collective economic and social power by connecting each other with each other on a human level first. So, our virtual community begins and it becomes a real-world asset that can help you build your personal board of directors or support system for all aspects of your life. During Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, it would be easy to focus on the problems like a lack of trust in the healthcare system, or a lack of personal representation, or financial limitations that keep us from seeking help and treatment. But here, we have focused on the solution, and the solution is us. It's our willingness to show up for one another. Our virtual support network is a lifeline. It proves that mental wellness isn't a luxury for a select few, but a right for everyone. We have created a culture where asking for help is a sign of strength, not viewed as a weakness, and where our vulnerable is met with compassion and never judgment. We have created a powerful network where we can truly support one another and where we seeing the impact, where we are seeing the impact every day. We see members forming friendships and starting collaborations, and most importantly, often feeling seen and heard for the first time ever. So, this is our invitation to you. If you've been looking for a community that gets it, you found it. If you have wisdom to share, we need you. If you need a place to breathe, we're here. Okay, so for anything that you need, we have established this network to be of assistance to you. Please utilize it. It's free. Join us, become a member of our organization and our virtual support network. You can find all the information on our website at www.talkblackgiveback.org. I'm sorry, that's just talkblackgiveback.org, all one word. If you have skills as a coach or a mentor and want to give back, there's a place for you here. Reach out. If you're a licensed therapist, psychologist, social worker, or psychiatrist looking to volunteer your time and be a resource to our community, please reach out. We want you. You're welcome. Let's honor Minority Mental Health Awareness Month, not just by talking about the issues, but by actively building the solution together. Thank you for taking the time and tuning in to Talk Black and Give Back, our voices, our healing. Until next time, take care of yourself and take care of others. We love you.